Get to JCPenney and get more fun for your money. Refresh your workout wardrobe and save big on night-to-day doorbusters, Friday 3 p.m. to Saturday 1 p.m., like 60% off select styles of exertion for everyone at home. Get tees and hoodies for him and tops and leggings for her. Also available in extended sizes. Plus, stack on the savings and get your coupon on the JCPenney app to save an extra 15%. Hurry, end Sunday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon valid 9/8 to 9/10. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
When Flo flows, she flows in the know. Mind ruminates, the rates. Shown them all, I heed the call. Seeing the rest, I choose the best. Sometimes it's ours, sometimes it's not. When the fox walks, is it called a fox trot? That's a real question.
Compare Progressive direct rates with competitors' rates. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Introducing the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, the only bed smart enough to sense your movement and automatically adjust to both of you to help you stay comfortable all night. It's even designed to help with this. Much better. Does your bed do that? The Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is part of our biggest sale of the year, where all beds are on sale. Plus, the Queen C2 mattress with Sleep Number adjustability is now only $699. Final days end Sunday. For more details and to find a store near you, go to sleepnumber.com.
Bears fans, this is where you want to be to get ready for Game 1 versus the Falcons. Featuring Bears reports live from the practice field, breaking Bears news, and in-depth analysis with our team of Bears experts. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, WSCR in HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Coach Fitz and the Cats are back. Bring your family out to a game this season. Family plans start at $89 and are on sale at nusports.com. Bears are getting set to open their season at Soldier Field Sunday when they take on the Falcons. Kyle Long, Pernell McPhee, and wide receiver Marcus Wheaton are all questionable for week one. Quarterback Prince Amukamara is doubtful. Head coach John Fox also says McPhee will be on what he called a pitch count on Sunday.
Well, I think anybody that hasn't played in the game yet is obviously on a pitch count. I don't know that's due to his health as much as just, you know, he hasn't played in the game a lot. So I don't know what that'll be, but I don't think he'll play every single play we have out there on defense, nor will very many of our guys, I think.
Bears making some roster moves this afternoon. They've waived running back Kadeem Carey and Connor Shaw. Both were on IR. Bears also reached an injury settlement with Lamar Houston. Elsewhere in the league, Chiefs safety Eric Berry done for the year with a ruptured Achilles. The NFL has suspended Josh Brown for six more games following additional accusations of domestic violence. In baseball, the Cubs and Brewers play at Wrigley Field tonight. John Lackey will be on the mound for this one. He's coming off his best start of the year. Cubs won seven of the first 12 games between the teams this season. Cubs outscored the Brewers 63-57. They currently have a five-game lead in the NL Central over both Milwaukee and St. Louis. Chris Bryant told Bernstein and Roster this afternoon he's glad this one is a night game coming off a four-game road trip in Pittsburgh.
I think as players, I don't know how the players feel over there, but I just think as players, it's nice when you can kind of sleep in a little bit and just, you know, kind of move a little slower in the morning when you get up rather than getting up and rushing to the field and feeling like you have so much to do before the game.
White Sox opening a weekend set against the Giants tonight at Guaranteed Rate Field. It's the first time the two teams have faced each other since 2014. Sox lead the interleague play series 7-3. Lucas Giolito gets the start in this one. Matt Moore will go for the Giants. Prior to tonight's game, the Sox purchased the contracts of pitchers Al Albuquerque and Chris Volstead from Charlotte. First pitch on the south side tonight at 7:10. This scoreboard update is brought to you by TuneIn. Take the score with you wherever you go. Download the TuneIn app today. And Cubs pregame is presented by BBVA Compass. Tune into the BBVA Compass pregame show before every game. Hashtag live bright. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the home for the Built Ford Tough Bears Mondays, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley, breaking down the Bears-Falcons game and continuing coverage throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers. crime wave in Gotham. Other breaking news. Water. Wet.
Coming up, more problems for a troubled
earthquake. Yep, we're having an earthquake.
Breaking into homes and tickling people.
Fans quickly trashed his pantsless look on social media.
Also, in other news,
the whistles go woo!
He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
He's on the lean. And the mob.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
He thought the car was a spaceship and that the driver was an alien.
He lost his life savings, $2,600. And all he has to show for it is this stuffed banana with dreadlocks.
This is In Other News, where we touch on some things in sports, outside of sports, whatever we want, and you either like it or don't, and we don't care. So this was Rush Limbaugh a couple days ago, and I'm this is a transcript of what he said on his show a couple of days ago. There is a desire to advance this climate change agenda, and hurricanes are one of the fastest and best ways to do it. You can accomplish a lot just by creating fear and panic. This is Tuesday. You don't need a hurricane to hit anywhere. All you need is to create the fear and panic accompanied by talk that climate change is causing hurricanes to become more frequent and bigger and more dangerous, and you create the panic. And it's mission accomplished. Agenda advanced. Now, how do you do this? Well, any number of ways. Let's take South Florida television, for example. There's a symbiotic relationship between retailers and local media. It's related to money. It revolves around money. You have major industries and businesses which prosper during times of crisis and panic, such as a hurricane, which could destroy or greatly damage people's homes. It could interrupt the flow of water and electricity. So what happens? Well, the TV stations begin reporting this, and the panic begins to increase. And then people end up going to various stores to stock up on water and whatever they might need for home repairs and batteries and all this, and they're advised to get. And a vicious circle is created. You have these various retail outlets who spend a lot of advertising dollars with the local media. He dismissed this, in specific words, the hurricane, as a liberal hoax. It was announced today Rush Limbaugh will be evacuating his home in Palm Beach, Florida. And his words were, may as well announce this. I'm not going to get into details because of the security nature of things. But it turns out we will not be able to do the program here tomorrow. We'll be on the air next week from parts unknown. So he's going to have a fill-in for him, because it's amazing the power of this hoax. That this hoax is so strong that it's driving him from his home and his home studio.
He better go north of Kentucky. That would be my advice at this point. So Sunday night, we got on late on the final word because of the Josh Rosen game, which was on Fox Sunday
night.
What
a game it was.
It was a great game. We didn't get on until, I don't know, 11:30 or something in that neighborhood. So on the way in, the Kennedy was shut down outbound. I noticed two different places, two serious accidents. I think one
I
of them,
was 5 minutes behind one of the accidents, right by the split.
Okay, was that the motorcycle accident? Was that? Did you see a very
turned over SUV?
See a group SUV. Of fire trucks?
Not there blocking, yet.
Okay, well there were two different places where it was shut down.
Two separate incidents?
Yes, at the same time it was shut down in two places. So I knew that, and before I left at 12:15, whatever.
Two words, Northwest Highway.
Well, I thought, yeah, I mean, I could take Milwaukee out of the city and then wind my way around.
Higgins.
Maybe I can also take the Eisenhower, because that goes straight to 294 North, no problem. So I checked my phone. Sure enough, Kennedy is still shut down like 3 or 4 hours later.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, fine. I'll take the Eisenhower. No problem. Get on the Eisenhower. I'm flying. Not a car on the road. All of a sudden, I look up, brake lights. Everything stopped.
I would love to have been in the car.
And the
you.
Eisenhower is completely shut down. So I get off. Fortunately, I had room to get off. I mean, last second. It was maybe around 17th or something like that. So all of us, we're winding our way on Frontage Road there, whatever it's called. And we get to the next entrance. And it's the Eisenhower is completely clear. There's no reason we couldn't get on at all, except it's blocked by two cops.
Oh.
So we all drive by and we all roll down our windows and say,
hey, officer.
Can we just get back on it? No, I can't. There was a shooting. Some guy got shot in the butt while changing a tire. But that's way back there. That's like miles back there. Couldn't we just get it? We're not going to turn around and go the wrong way. Couldn't we just get? No, I can't do it. So now we're still winding our way around, and I'm a big directional guy. Like I don't have one on my mirror. Like my wife has one that it says what direction you're. If I have that, I can figure anything out. My Bluetooth has died, so. I'm trying to talk to Siri to get her to explain to me exactly where I am. Because some of these roads
don't
are...
Do you have Google Maps on your phone?
I'm driving.
So you can still glance at it.
You're not supposed to do that. Besides which, I'm in traffic.
Okay.
So I'm trying to get Siri to tell me where to go. Siri is not paying attention to me. Will not give me the directions I need. So we're sort of going in circles.
She's even saying stuff like, can't you see I'm watching a show?
She's giving me recipes, you know? So we had done so much driving in circles that I was a little turned around at that point. I could no longer find the Eisenhower as my bearing. And plus we're going through neighborhoods and now people are scattering. And this goes on for about 20 minutes. I truly have no idea where I am. So, but I finally...
Can't you just intuit your way to a major street?
Yes, I can. But I was not finding one.
Oh.
The longer I went, the worse it got.
And then you start doubting yourself.
Why can't I run into Madison or Washington or Mannheim or something? Or
something I've heard of.
I know I haven't crossed the Eisenhower again. So where am I? Turns out I was driving around Maywood and Bellwood.
Lovely.
I think.
In the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night. Now it's like 1:30. But here's the good news. On Mannheim, there was a White Castle.
So you slept there. You made a small encampment.
And it was really crowded. The drive-thru was really crowded. And there was one person working there. But I waited.
Good for you.
Another 25 minutes in line.
You're never lost if you found a White Castle.
And now I was on Mannheim, and I knew I was going north. So from there, it was easy. But that was...
I'm happy everything turned out okay.
Yeah, 2:30 I got home from a show that's supposed to go on at 10 and get me off at 10:30.
I was certain that this was an old story. Like, why are they running this again? Because there was a girl on Island Lake, just north of Duluth, Minnesota, who had her foot mangled by a fish believed to be a muskie. She was sitting on a dock, she's dangling in the water, and she had a little, like, a shiny anklet on, and a large muskie came up and ripped up her foot. So I said, we already saw this. However, this is the second time this summer it has happened to a girl on that lake. In July, I knew that in July... An 11-year-old girl had her foot and leg bitten severely. Same lake. There is a muskie, or there are several muskies in Island Lake that have developed a taste for human blood.
Come on. A muskie?
It had to be.
What is a muskie exactly? You're the big fisherman on the station.
Latin name Esox masquinonge.
Not what I wanted to know.
It's in the pike family. A large predatory fish with big, powerful jaws and razor-sharp teeth.
Predatory?
Eats fish.
Okay.
It'll eat anything that swims.
Not known to eat humans.
No, but it is the apex predator in the lakes where it swims.
Big?
They can get up to... They've been caught up to 55 inches, well over 50 pounds. So, yeah, big. I mean, not normally. A good fish is a 40-inch fish. I think keeper size is 36 to 38 inches. But same lake, both young ladies, both have their feet. So this is, you know, the kind of thing where obviously if that's some animal on land, they track it down and they shoot it. But there's nothing you can do because it's a big lake. And the muskie, you can't like boom shock the lake and pick the one that swallowed the ankle bracelet or whatever it is. But I just think this is crazy. Because it's not really supposed to happen. It's unbelievably unusual.
Is it possible they're attracted to the shiny anklet and don't even know that it's
of course.
It's a human that they're...
It happens all the time with reef divers and barracuda. Barracuda also have, you know, similar in size to muskie with big sharp teeth that sometimes if they catch a glint of something that they think is a sardine and it's your bracelet or your watch, they might grab you, but that's the only time you got to worry. It's just for it to happen twice in the same summer in the same lake is bizarre.
So what's the solution? Don't swim with an ankle bracelet?
I guess. I think you should be aware that if you have a jewelry on and the lake has muskie in it, you might be increasing this infinitesimal possibility of it happening by doing that. And that's your public service announcement for today.
So I had heard a few weeks ago that if indeed Jeter's group got the team in Florida, that they might be looking to move Giancarlo Stanton. So I'm not surprised to hear that making the rounds now, that that's a possibility, that they might be cutting payroll and that he might be available. There are people who have been around that franchise for a while who don't buy into the whole Giancarlo Stanton thing. Even before he went on this extraordinary barrage, he had been pretty much a guy who was dedicated to hitting home runs and not doing much else. Mm-hmm. I think to an extent this year he's been a better player than that, that he's done more than that. But in any case, John Heyman posted a piece today on FanRag where he ranks the teams he thinks might be most interested in Giancarlo Stanton. I don't know if these first two teams have what it takes to get him in a deal, but the Giants are number one. They obviously need power. The Cardinals are number two. That's a team desperate for a presence like that in their
lineup.
Can
they afford a $300 million contract?
That's not really been their thing.
Right.
But they've also missed out on a lot of free agents when you think about the guys they've been unable to sign, including their own guys like Pujols and Hayward.
By the way, Stanton's a 6 WAR player this year per Fangraphs to this point. And his slash line is .282, .378, .645. With a .416 weighted on base average and a weighted runs created plus of .160.
I don't really know why anybody pitches to him. I guess it's a pride thing, but apparently they continue to do it. The other teams, the Phillies are third. They would have the players. He then speculates about the Yankees, Red Sox, Dodgers, and Angels. The Yankees don't make a lot of sense because they're really planning for the free agent class of a year from this winter.
You always got to consider the Angels, don't you? Talk about track record.
Yeah. And sure be nice if Mike Trout had somebody else to play with. But the Yankees, Red Sox, Dodgers. The Dodgers actually have plenty to get it done, and they don't care how much money they spend. Anyway, I thought that list was interesting.
That's in other news brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. That last Bank of Bears calls was a thing. And we were just, I think Shep said, they haven't played yet. They haven't taken the field yet. And already the Bears lunacy is out there. It's lurking underneath the surface, just waiting. It's sort of like the super volcano of football, stupid. I mean, it just...
You know, the scientists, they're meddling, Dan. I'll tell you about it.
Meddling with what, the Bears?
No. Well, they might be. Might be mad scientists.
You're not going to rule it
out.
No,
the scientists are meddling with the super volcano. I'll tell you about it.
It's like actually seismically meddling?
They're planning things.
All right, I never know where you're going with this, but we'll allow some latitude, counselor. 312-644-6767, the Bernstein and Goff Show with Barry, and today on The Score.
That's why I don't read the newspaper.
Former Bears head coach Dave Wannstedt talks football with the Mully and Hanley Show every Tuesday morning, live in studio at 7:40 a.m. Plus, see Dave live on The Score's Facebook page.
Trubisky is the future. Maybe Mark Sanchez and him, maybe there is a connect. Ryan Pace is going to keep this kid because they want him to develop.
Dave Wannstedt with Mully and Hanley on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Valvoline. For hot rides, pool merch, and content, check out TeamValvoline.com. Now you know why the Kansas City Chiefs were not afraid to let Jamal Charles go, and now you know why Andy Reid was not sweating Spencer Ware going down, because that's Kareem Hunt if you need him, and the Chiefs' third-round draft pick, a going-away present if there ever was one from fired GM John Dorsey, absolutely wrecked the Patriots' defense, going legend in his first start, racking up more yards from scrimmage in his debut than any rookie ever. And that was after he fumbled away his first career NFL carry. But Mr. Thursday Night just treated the defending champions like some kind of maction. And when you think about all the crazy schemes and formations that Andy Reid could run, while I need to see this guy do this more than one time, you may as well just give this cat the Rookie of the Year trophy right now. I'm Jim Rome.
The Home Loan Expert is a direct-endorsed FHA lender. We can offer you an FHA streamlined refinance with no appraisal, no lender fees, and save you hundreds of dollars a month. If you currently have an FHA loan and you're not taking advantage of the FHA streamlined refinance, you're throwing money away. Call me now, 773-770-4727. Or you can always apply online at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
That Bears t-shirt isn't just a t-shirt. It's a badge of honor that shows the world who you stand with on game day. And you can get it for 20% less when you have a Chicago Bears PNC Visa debit card.
Visit PNC.com/Chicago Bears card for details. An annual fee of $10 will be assessed to the primary checking account associated with the card. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You are in the driver's seat, in complete control, in life and on the road. Your driving record is impeccable, and for this, you are greatly rewarded with Snapshot from Progressive. You use your savings to buy a World's Best Driver t-shirt. It runs a little small.
The more righteous you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You saw it. I saw it. Bears fans saw it. You know what you're looking at. And yet, John Fox has been, I don't know if he's been put in this position by Ryan Pace, but the position he's in is to try to sell you that Mike Glennon is all about hope. Mike Glennon, it is his year.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Bears tight end Zach Miller.
Would you describe the locker room as angry?
Respect is something you have to earn. Expectations aren't that high for us. That's kind of the way I think underdogs got to like things. We're excited that it's finally here and we can do it for real. So we just got to put the work in and hopefully go out Sunday and do our thing.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You saw it. I saw it. Bears fans saw it. You know what you're looking at. And yet, John Fox has been, I don't know if he's been put in this position by Ryan Pace, but the position he's in is to try to sell you that Mike Glennon is all about hope. Mike Glennon, it is his year.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I think the Bears have a good defense. And will have a good defense. Issues in the secondary, sure, we know those.
Still worried about that with some of the quarterbacks they face early. Still worried about that.
Nobody's been able to run on them.
That helps.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
All right, so what's going on with the super volcano? I know it's very important to you because if people don't know Barry Rosner, if you are new to the station or new to his various rantings on the Bernstein and Goff show here, Barry Rosner believes that the bubbling caldera, the super volcano underneath Yellowstone Park, is going to erupt in time to kill us all and save everything.
Certainly been my hope.
Yes.
And the supervolcano was going to get my vote.
As your candidate for the election until you jumped ship for the sweet meteor of death.
Well, we just didn't have the, the math didn't work. You know, we just didn't have the votes at the convention.
You're a pragmatist.
Yeah. So
you're an apocalyptic pragmatist.
So I went with the sweet meteor of death. To this point, no sign of the sweet meteor of death. So the good news is, this is really exciting, there's been a swarm of earthquakes in Yellowstone, and there's growing concern again about the supervolcano, which, if it goes off, if it explodes, will be the end of mankind. You'll be killed in some horrific fashion.
Okay.
Not the least of which would be breathing in large shards of glass. You know, ash that's heated to a point where it becomes glass, and it's spread all over the world, and you'll breathe that in and die.
It's better than a Bears Monday.
Well,
right?
Got one of those coming,
yep.
Unless this happens soon. Here's my concern. NASA researchers say siphoning heat from the Yellowstone caldera could lower the risk of a deadly eruption while generating electricity. They have a plan. They have the rough outlines of a plan. They
okay.
say would not only spare us from a deadly super eruption, but also turn the Yellowstone supervolcano into a source of electric power. Here's my feeling on that, is mind your own damn business, okay? You know, it's not your concern. People just don't know when to leave well enough alone, is my feeling on this.
I'm just picturing a guy with, you know those handheld ice augers that ice fishermen use?
There's one guy
to drill the okay, Steve.
Yeah,
right there.
We think it's going to work, but we want you to go first.
All right, just start with the thing, and we'll watch. Okay, and he just kind of starts with the hand auger standing right over the middle. How's it going, Steve?
Good. I think I might have hit a rock or something.
No, keep going.
And he's vaporized.
You're good. We should have thought this through.
Okay, maybe this isn't going to work after all.
It's an ambitious idea, though. But this is, you're talking about nesting at all with the super volcano. It sounds like what I do with a wasp nest, where I know it's probably going to end up being messy. Things aren't going to go as planned, but it's just for my own entertainment. And I'm going to get my tennis racket and a stick and a can of whatever is lying around and have at it.
Remember the big oversized wiffle bats? Did your kid ever have one of those?
The big No.
Like a, well, you know, I had girls. So it was a big pink, fat wiffle bat.
Oh,
like
I remember
three
it.
Times the width of a regular wiffle bat.
Yeah, but then the kid thinks he's good, and you got to be in the basement like with Matt Caesar as a kid throwing bottle caps at him, making him hit it with a broom handle.
Very effective for swatting wasps, though.
Mm.
Very effective.
No, it's not. Not compared to a tennis racket.
Tennis racket has got holes in it.
But it moves, you can't miss it. I mean, even if it's got a hole in it, but you'll look and the abdomen will be stuck in there.
That's what
or something.
They tell you when you buy it, is you can't possibly miss the ball with this.
Well, you can't miss a wasp or a hornet with a tennis racket. A big oversized head, whatever it is, Pro Kinex, whatever it is. A wiffle bat, first of all, the air resistance. You're pushing air with it that can then push the insect away before you make contact.
It's really fun, though, to squish them with that thing.
Not as much fun as you hear that little... And then you have the stick, because then when you knock that out of the way, then you smack the nest with a stick.
Well, the other thing you do is once everyone goes inside and your wife's not there anymore to tell you you can't spray those awful chemicals everywhere, you go back with two cans of Raid and you just kill them all.
Oh, the chemicals are part of it too, so you have to drink up their screams as they writhe and die on the asphalt. That's the joy of it. You actually gain life. You suck away their life existence as you hear them writhe in pain as the permethrin soaks into them and kills them.
Is that real? You could actually hear them?
Oh, I can. Oh, yes. Oh, I can hear them scream. Yes.
Like a bear's collar you've hung up on.
No, that
you
that,
can hear.
As they're writhing and knowing the people that they were going to sting just because they're a-holes. But they can't now because they're gripped by the icy hand of death.
Scoreboard update.
It's 4:30 in the Northwestern Football Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Coach Fitz and the Cats are back. Bring your family out to a game this season. Family plans start at $89 and are on sale at nusports.com. Bears are getting set for their home and season opener at Soldier Field Sunday against Atlanta. Week one injury report is out. Kyle Long, Pernell McPhee, and wide receiver Marcus Wheaton, all questionable. Cornerback Prince Amukamara is doubtful. Head coach John Fox says McPhee will be on what he called a pitch count on Sunday. And when it comes to the outcome of the matchup with the Falcons, Fox suggested the Bears may surprise everyone.
Turnabout's fair play. You know what I mean? There's things they haven't shown, too. So I think it's just the nature of the game. Everybody understands that, you know, that works in the game. As I mentioned the other day, I think, you know, how you react and adjust and use your fundamentals and principles to unscouted looks, which would mean things you have not seen, I think it's critical in an opener.
Bears waived running back Kadeem Carey and quarterback Connor Shaw today. Both had been on IR. They also reached an injury settlement with Lamar Houston. The Northsiders open a series with the Brewers tonight at Wrigley Field with a 5-game lead over Milwaukee and St. Louis. It's the first Friday night game in Wrigley Field history. John Lackey will be on the mound. He'll face Jimmy Nelson. Pregame with Mark Gordy starts tonight at 6:30 here on The Score. White Sox looking to bounce back after being swept at home by Cleveland. The Indians now have a 15-game winning streak going. Southsiders welcoming the Giants to Guaranteed Rate Field. Tonight, Lucas Giolito gets the start. Matt Moore goes for the Giants. Pitchers Chris Volstead and Al Albuquerque called up from Charlotte. First pitch at 7:10 from the south side. Bulls announcing today that Cameron Payne has had successful surgery on his foot. He'll be out 3 to 4 months. They also announced the team will open training camp, on September 25th. They'll play the first of their six preseason games October 3rd in New Orleans. And at the U.S. Open, American Sloane Stephens will face Rock Island's Madison Keys in the final. The men's semis underway from Flushing Meadows. The football postgame show on The Score is being presented by Inspire Medical Systems. Take control of your sleep apnea. Visit inspiresleep.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the home for the Build It Ford Tough Bears Monday starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley, breaking down the Bears-Falcons game and continuing with coverage throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
All right, the texters are awesome today. First of all, 708, Ned Yost does not approve of Dan's bee genocide. Not bees. I love bees. Bees are awesome. It's the wasps and the hornets that are my sworn and mortal enemies.
What purpose do they serve?
I've heard arguments that they pollinate or they eat caterpillars or whatever. No. Their purpose is to be a-holes.
To and frighten
they
children.
Need to go. And this one, texter from the 847 says, will they have a tennis racket out there with them at Yellowstone? So yeah, Steve with the ice auger is also getting a tennis racket. Just, take this too. It gets a rolled up newspaper.
As long as you're out there, swat that hornet's nest down, would you? Knock it out of the tree.
Keep drilling. Just have that tennis racket nearby, because if you set off the super volcano, you're going to need it. And another 847, killing bugs with a creme brulee torch. Ooh. Ooh, yes. 815, I saw a movie. Oh, it's Trash Can Man. He said, I saw a movie about what you're talking about, using molten lava for energy. It used to get played on Family Classics. It was called Crack in the World. I'm Fraser Thomas. I'm going to tell you about Crack in the World. Check this out. Yeah, check this out, too.
Geothermal energy into electricity.
Yeah.
You know, under other circumstances, I'd be fine with that. I would find that to be creative. In this case, I say, mind your own business.
You don't want the power drained from the supervolcano. The eruptive force taken away to power somebody's electric car.
Could be our Pompeii, or not Dan Pompeii, our Pompeii, or our Krakatoa.
East of Java. Mike in Des Plaines, you're on the score.
Happy Friday, guys.
Yeah, it's been wonderful.
It's been great. When talking about what's wrong with the Bears, accountability, not just for the last 3 years, but ever since
they fired a general manager.
They fired Lovey, who was 10-6, and ownership was all right with it. So it does fall on the owner.
Do you think Lovey's? So what? You think if Lovey Smith were still here, the Bears would have won a Super Bowl?
It would have been different.
Different.
Not a Super Bowl. There was much better teams, clearly. But Lovey created a winning atmosphere. They got rid of him.
That's really just not the issue. As far as accountability goes, you've gone through two GMs since then. He held for an hour. Tim and Valpo, you're on the score.
Hey man, how you doing?
Okay.
I just picked up a tennis racket. Instead of string, it has metal wire, and it's also a bug zapper.
Oh, no. Those are too small. Those are way too small and too flimsy.
No, it works. I mean, dude.
Yeah, for mosquitoes, maybe. Yeah, but no.
The size of a tennis racket.
It's the actual size of a tennis racket?
The exact size of a tennis racket.
See, I don't need the zapper part of it.
But I mean, it is kind of cool because it makes you feel even better when you're killing.
This show is taking a dark turn.
You know I can appreciate that. And actually, this time of year, I think the last couple days, they're probably gone now. But have you seen the cicada wasps?
Oh, yeah. They're freaking huge.
They are enormous. And apparently not dangerous to humans. Apparently they can even be handled. And if they're not handled roughly, they will not sting you. But I cannot get past that. If you handed me one of those cicada wasps and said, you can let this thing walk up your hand. I don't care how much money you gave me. I don't care what reassurances. It's sort of like when somebody takes a leadoff against John Lester. He's not going to throw over. Right? He's not going to throw over. And
it's
yet,
the size of a Volkswagen.
Yeah, no.
I'm not touching one of those.
Cicada wasps are, and they have a burrow in the ground, and the female will sting a cicada, bring the cicada back to the burrow, lay her eggs in the cicada, eat some of it, and I don't know where they go. They all go party somewhere. I don't know. But those are nasty.
We're about due for the invasion of the yellow jackets, right? Those little tiny, real nasty things.
The yellow jackets. Well, they're always around.
But they come out in the fall specifically. Like I remember when I was a vendor, that they were always around when you were selling.
When did you vend into the fall?
In
Chicago baseball.
In September?
Okay. All right. By
the middle of September, late September, there's always, we were always getting stung by those things. And it wasn't happening all summer before that. For some reason, they seem to be out.
Yeah, I would think if you're also walking around with a tray of
Coca-Cola or Budweiser.
Right. They're going to find you and they're going to say, oh, yeah, that's the guy carrying all the stuff. Go get him. I don't know if it's a fall thing. You might be making that up.
I just know that I never got stung during the summer, but I always got stung in September.
Anecdotal. I need to see the insect metrics on that. This segment brought to you by GilletteOnDemand.com. 40 million Americans wake up to a Gillette shave. Gillette's working to bring you America's number one shave for less. Go to GilletteOnDemand.com. Get every fourth order free. Well, we've had the McCaskey suck call. We've had the fire Ryan Pace right now call. We had the Bears are bad because they fired Lovie Smith call. This is
that's not one I would have had on the list.
We need games. We need actual Bears games.
You say that now. You say that now, and then there's going to be a Bears Monday.
Yeah, but usually the first Bears Monday, you know, here's what's going to happen.
What if Glennon throws three picks and they lose by 40? You know what your Bears Monday is going to be like?
Well, but then it's all real. If he throws three picks and they lose by 40, I can't tell people clamoring for Mitch Trubisky at that point they're wrong.
But do you think he's ready to play in the NFL?
I don't. But I still can't. I mean, then there's no real fight. Then we're all just sitting there saying, all right, what's the way out of this? It gets them closer to winning a Super Bowl.
Wouldn't you just play Mark Sanchez at that point until you feel like Trubisky is informed enough to protect himself and make sure that nothing bad happens while he's out there?
Let me see the protection. Let me see what it looks like, and if it's a representative level of pass protection, then maybe you lose your 13 games and you have Mitch Trubisky learn on the job.
I'm not opposed to learning on the job, but if this is, I mean, you have staked your entire franchise. You are Ryan Pace, and you have staked your entire career to this pick. Everything is riding on this. Everything. You don't want to put him out there and get him hurt.
Yeah, but that's not how you live your life in the NFL. The last snap of an exhibition game is different than how you use real-time, regular season football to prepare someone.
I understand that, but shouldn't there be some logic behind it? Shouldn't you think about protecting him until he can protect himself?
He can move pretty well. You've seen him. I mean, the athletic instincts are there. But obviously,
Teddy
Bridgewater got hurt in practice and nobody hit him. I mean, a lot of this stuff is non-contact. What you're saying is completely reasonable. My point being, if you have a complete apocalypse on Sunday with the Bears and they just fall flat on their face, that's not a painful Bears Monday because everything's on the table at that point. After the first game, when you're trying to say,
but people will call, Dan.
People will come, Ray.
People will most definitely come.
He's Barry Rosner in for Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. And at the top of the hour, Brian Billick gives a take on the impact of the Patriots' loss last night. We'll look around the league. And, of course, we'll get his thoughts on the Bears and the start of their season right here on The Score.
Don't miss the Built for Tough Bears Monday with a day-long recap of Game 1 versus the Falcons, featuring reaction from all of our shows and team of experts, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Henley, and continuing throughout the day. The Built for Tough Bears Monday on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by Ford. Built for Tough.
The all-new 2018 Toyota Camry is about the furthest thing from a Camry you can imagine.
Get ready to love it for all the wrong reasons.
Love lesson 23, how to park far, far away.
I can't see you, baby.
With its sculpted rocker panels, available integrated rear spoiler, and 19-inch alloy wheels, you're going to want to keep your Camry looking showroom fine. So pass all those close-in spaces and drive to your times on the way.
Door ding's bad, exercise good.
The all-new 2018 Toyota Camry. You're going to love it.
For all the wrong reasons, baby.
Toyota. Let's go places.
Chris Firm's Labor Day sale has been extended. So now through Tuesday, get huge savings. Don't miss this. Your last chance to take home a free adjustable base with select purchases. It makes a big difference. It's a great opportunity. So get in there and check it out. Also, Hampton Roads mattresses starting at just $99.99. A Serta memory foam queen mattress for just $399.99. Beautyrest queens, half off, $299.99. And then there's this deal. The all-new and exclusive Dream Bed Luxe, $39 a month for 6 years, plus a free adjustable base. Find your perfect mattress. Take advantage of interest-free financing for 6 years, 72 entire months of sleeping interest-free. And Mattress Firm makes it easy to love your mattress because it's a big deal when you get a new one. And they're concerned. They want to make sure it's absolutely 100% right. Everybody's perfect night's sleep is unique. One size does not fit all. They promise if you don't love your mattress, you can exchange it or return it for your money back within 120 days. That's how sure they are that you are going to like your brand new mattress that you are going to find this weekend at the Labor Day sale extended at Mattress Firm. Save money, sleep happy.
What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com or call 888-VITAS-80.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legaladvice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legaladvice.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You saw it, I saw it, Bears fans saw it, you know what you're looking at. And yet, John Fox has been, I don't know if he's been put in this position by Ryan Pace, but the position he's in is to try to sell you that Mike Glennon is all about hope. Mike Glennon, it is his year.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Bears tight end Zach Miller.
Would you describe the locker room as angry?
Respect is something you have to earn. Expectations aren't that high for us. That's kind of the way I think underdogs got to like things. We're excited that it's finally here and we can do it for real. So you just got to put the work in and hopefully go out Sunday and do our thing.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add phone at 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Pietra.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I hate when Barry Rosner's right. It bothers me. But you're right. I thought that your belief that you've had more Yellow Jackets around you in September was probably wrong. But according to...
My proof was not enough for you. You didn't feel like that was provable.
There are many texters that are backing you up. 815 texter says, here's what happens. They multiply over the summer, so by September, a nest can contain 1,000 versus, say, only 10 or so in late May. The queens leave, they find a place to stay warm for the winter, the rest of the hive is then left to fend for itself. They die off when it gets cold enough, but in the meantime, they fly around looking for food. And another texter said their food sources are less when the fall comes, so that's why you notice them everywhere and they're menacing you.
They're mean. They're really mean. They look like little bees, but they're not. They're little wasps.
Correct.
And they're angry.
Of course they are. Because they're a-holes.
And what purpose do they serve?
Nothing. Other than to get on the inside of your can of soda or whatever it is and sting you in the lip.
Yeah, you can't have your kids outside during school with any sort of food or drink or anything, or at a picnic or anything like that, because they'll be right there. They will sneak into your pop.
Yeah, I hadn't really, I noticed it before, but I guess I imagine that you are correct. You probably noticed it when you were walking around with things. And
I used to get stung in the hands all the time because you don't see them and you go to grab a beer can to pour it and you get stung.
Ouch. Well, we have been talking a little bit of baseball today as the Cubs are beginning a big homestand. And it's funny that you mentioned it before and I am totally with you. There's nothing about the Brewers that seems threatening, even though it's five and they have guys who can hit and they have guys who've hit against the Cubs and the Cubs are hurt and not playing all that well. The Brewers just don't seem threatening. They seem like they're just good enough to keep you sharp, just good enough to keep you on your toes. Yeah, okay, you know, you're going to need some. You can't have your pitchers blow up like occasionally Quintana or now Lester has one of these days where he's just awful. I mean, you have to avoid that, but I'm not really worried about him.
No, I don't fear the Brewers or the Cardinals. They're both bad, and the Cubs haven't had a great year, but they're better than these teams, even with the number of guys they've had hurt. My concern about the Cubs is really, as you think about the postseason, and we're a ways from it. I think that's what Dodgers fans and Cleveland fans and Arizona fans and, for that matter, Cub fans need to keep in mind is we are a ways away still. A lot of things can change. People get hurt. Joe Maddon talks about it all the time, is these decisions. When he was being pressed on the Montgomery thing, he said, see, you're laughing.
We played it in the open when he still said after that start a couple of weeks ago, it's the best moment he's had as a Cub.
So that Game 7 getting the last out thing?
I think he's blocked out Game 7 for obvious reasons.
Well, he should. He should. Because it was the worst managing job during a game maybe ever. So, yeah, if I were him, I'd forget it too. But Joe, he said these things have a way of working themselves out. And the next day, Arrieta pulled a hamstring. So lots of things can happen in these next few weeks. It would be nice to be playing good baseball. I remember the White Sox. You remember their awful September in 05?
I do.
But then they clinch and they relax. And then they play a good weekend in Cleveland and they caught fire. And their pitching was extraordinary. I always believe it comes down to that as you're starting pitching. And my concern with the Cubs, if you're desperate to find something to be worried about, is they got a bunch of five-inning and six-inning pitchers right now.
And they don't know what their high-leverage bullpen looks like.
Well, that's because Joe doesn't trust anybody. This would be the time to find out.
That's what Theo told us. Theo said, ideally, they have some mapped outcomes for their bullpen. I mean, he was straight up about it. He said, there's a way we want it to go.
Yeah, they wanted Justin Wilson to be their eighth inning guy, right. And that's not happening.
Yeah, that's a problem.
So at some point in the next 3 weeks, you need to find trust in whoever it is. It can't be just two guys again, because Wade Davis is not going to be a four-out or six-out guy. I mean, he may try it, but I don't know that you want to do that to him. I don't know that you want to take the liberties with him that you did with Chapman.
I wish I trusted CJ Edwards more, but just when you start to say, okay, that's what it's supposed to look like, then he goes to the zoo on you again.
Well, you better find somebody. It can't just be Montgomery. It can't just be Davis. There's got to be more there. You're going to need more guys, especially when basically...
Is Koji Dunn is... Ugh. Right? Ugh. Ugh.
He doesn't trust Strope. He doesn't trust Rondon. So what do you, I mean, he fell into Montgomery. That was an accident last year. I mean, in terms of his trust level. So you're going to have to find
somebody.
He was
lucky he was available at the end of that game, right?
So at this point, I mean, Arrieta, I know he had a good run. I think maybe too much was made of that. Because if you just make him throw strikes, you're going to get him out of the game early. That's a problem. He's a 5 or 6 inning guy.
He counts on missing bats out of the zone. And well, if you're able to not let him do that, you're just going to run his count up. Yep.
Not that he's ever going to be the guy that he was. No one. I mean, that was historical, what he did in 15 and the first part of last year. But that cutter that he used to throw on the outside corner, high to righties, that he could throw for strikes, it's an unhittable pitch. And that was magic for him. Can't throw that pitch anymore. So you got Arrieta, you got Lester, I assume Quintana and Hendricks, they're all 6-inning guys, sometimes 5-inning guys right now.
Is Lackey your bullpen savior?
He's not going to pitch out of the bullpen. I mean, it's not going to happen. I mean, you might put him on the roster as a long guy just in case somebody does get knocked out in the first or second inning, but he's not a bullpen guy. So you have a problem with the length of your starters versus your trust in the bullpen. That should be your concern right now.
This segment brought to you by Jimmy John's. Freaky fast, freaky fresh. Jimmy John's makes fresh, fast, tasty sandwiches. Homemade bread is served freshly baked, and locally purchased veggies and all natural meats are hand-sliced daily. Jimmy John's, where fresh and fast meet. Brian Billick talks NFL next on The Score.
And now another Score 25th anniversary moment.
Well, Jerry, let's start the conversation talking about the quarterback position. Where are you with Kyle Orton? What can you clear that up for us a little bit? What are your thoughts on him as quarterback?
Yeah, sure, Mike. We still need to get that position solidified in terms of overall performance.
The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and Cork and Carry, located on Western Avenue in Chicago.
Progressive presents Mindflowness. With Flow.
Before you lies a beautiful meadow. In that meadow, Progressive Direct has placed its auto insurance rates alongside those of competitors. You select the lowest rate and feel a great sense of calm. A great sense of...
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates so you can rest easy. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get to JCPenney and get more fun for your money. Refresh your workout wardrobe and save big on night-to-day doorbusters, Friday 3 p.m. to Saturday 1 p.m., like 60% off select styles of exertion for everyone at home. Get tees and hoodies for him and tops and leggings for her. Also available in extended sizes. Plus, stack on the savings and get your coupon on the JCPenney app to save an extra 15%. Hurry, end Sunday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon valid 9/8 to 9/10. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
They're not going to think about the plays that you made. They're going to think about the touchdowns and the money that you left on. Exactly. Especially with this team. It's not like you're going to get other shots. Like Drew Brees comes off the field like, all right, it'll be there. We'll be fine. Mike Glennon comes off the field. That might be the one or two that you may get all day long.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Wednesday, September 27th, in the fight against terror.
We have an opportunity to snatch a high-level ISIL commander.
This might be our only shot.
The U.S. Navy SEALs are our greatest weapon.
Fire to hold, boys!
When we face the worst...
It's Mad Max out there.
We send in our best.
Go, go!
David Boreanaz stars...
You can run, but you can't hide.
SEAL Team, premiering CBS Wednesday, September 27th.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I think the Bears have a good defense and will have a good defense. Issues in the secondary, sure, we know those.
Still worried about that with some of the quarterbacks they face early. Still worried about that.
Nobody's been able to run on them.
That helps.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Bears tight end Zach Miller.
Would you describe the locker room as angry?
Respect is something you have to earn. Expectations aren't that high for us. That's kind of the way I think underdogs got to like things. We're excited that it's finally here and we can do it for real. So we just got to put the work in and hopefully go out Sunday and do our thing.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You saw it. I saw it. Bears fans saw it. You know what you're looking at. And yet, John Fox has been, I don't know if he's been put in this position by Ryan Pace, but the position he's in is to try to sell you that Mike Glennon is all about hope. Mike Glennon is his year.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Every morning, I wake up and I listen to The Score on the TuneIn app. It's Matt Spiegel. I listen to my show, Mully and Handley. Every radio show I need from around the country is available on TuneIn. And now, every Bears game, every NFL game is available via TuneIn as well. It's the TuneIn app.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Bears fans, this is where you want to be to get ready for game.